This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney. Now we move from people calling for change to people trying to prevent it. We're going to City College of San Francisco, where students and administrators are trying to prevent a big change, the school's loss of accreditation. We're going to delve deeply into the situation at the college tomorrow on a special edition of Cross Currents. Today, we'll meet one of its students, Andre Rogers. Rogers spent 8 years in the Army. He served in Iraq, Kosovo, and Kuwait before he returned to civilian life 5 years ago. Now he's the president of the Veterans Alliance of City College and the Veterans Resource Center, which currently serves about 1,300 student veterans.
In 2008, I was trying to figure out, you know, what to do with my life. I got out of the military in Fort Hood, Texas, and I was at a family reunion with a good friend of mine's and met a lady, and she was from San Francisco, and I came back to San Francisco with her. I pretty much missed the military after just a couple of weeks, and I was like, should I go back? Nah, I don't want to go back. I wanted to be a highway patrolman at first, and I was like, no, I don't want to be nobody toting a weapon again. I just saw too much being deployed, and I was like, you know, I've been around these guns my whole life, even growing up in Mississippi, you know, and it's just like, I'm just tired of hearing bang, 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 you know, and trying to protect people and go on missions and lose friends, you know. I got tired of doing that, so I was like, yes, I'll go to school and get a degree and I'll help veterans. I came in April 2008 and enrolled at City College of San Francisco August 2008. There were no services, only certifying. You can only certify so you can get your GI Bill. The room was about 10 by 10. It was very small, and it wasn't a place for veterans to, you know, come and fellowship, relax, you know, share their experiences, which I figured, man, this is weird, you know, and I tried to find anyone with a backpack like mine's or like a military backpack, camo, any kind of significant identifiers to pretty much lead me to them and have a conversation, you know, because I realized that now I'm in school with a bunch of like young kids, you know, so I need to be with people that I could pretty much relate to and understand. When we formed the Veterans Resource Center at City College in 2010, it was awesome, you know, just a great, great group of people there, you know, that support veterans. You can just leave class and pretty much go talk to someone. Talk to a professional about what are you going through on a daily basis or share your experience with them so they can help you better. What you dealt with in the military, what is your triggers that stress you out? Do you have any in class, you know? And that is the best thing ever. In math, when I took algebra, it was tough, you know. I hadn't been to school and since 1999 was the year I graduated from high school. So being frustrated with math sent me down like a dark road of do not want to focus on school anymore. And I went to talk to Dr. McCaslin, and she pretty much squared me away. Don't worry about, you know, if you can't do the problem next week or, you know, next month. Just focus on what you're going through now. And it helped me, you know, without medication, which is good. 2011, I realized, hey, it's time to go, buddy. It's time to leave City College. I took a lot of general courses, which I didn't need, but I did need them for my personal being, not for educational wise, for educational plan, but I took them because I needed it to, you know, better myself. And now this is my last semester here at City College and transferring to Dominican University in San Rafael. is where I'll be. I will be opening up a center there as well. I realize that I think that's my calling, to continue helping veterans. I love doing it, you know. Being a clinical psychologist, sharing my experience, I can relate to them instead of a psychiatrist that has not, you know, been to combat. That's my goal, to get a good old PhD and help out the veterans.